happy Thursday, friends. And Common Sense Overseas is in the lovely Tuscany today, the wine country, where we've been enjoying some vino, some vineyards, and some lovely company. And I know that I've said before I have a propensity for French wines, but let's not discount these Italian wines. And being an economist, I have to note that Italy is number one for global production of wine. So not only are they number one, but they account for $10 billion for the industry. Italian wines are less expensive than French wines if you look in the United States. So as an economist, we tend to value based on price. And so we would presume that the French wines are higher quality. But let's not be so hasty to say that, because there's a couple of reasons why Italian wines are less expensive. Number one, and they're good reasons too. Number one is because there's less government regulation. More regulation adds more to the price. It costs people money. The second reason is because these vineyards have been in Italian families for generations. The one I'm in now was in 1100 was when it was started. So that's pretty vintage, shall we say. But it's lovely and we've enjoyed it. So you know what? Ultimately, the conclusion I've came to, life is short. Let's just drink wine. Tomorrow's Friday, y'all. Let's go use our common sense.
Champagne per brindare un incontro con te che già eri d'un altro. Ricordi c'era stato un invito. Stasera si va tutti a casa mia. Così cominciava la festa e già gli girava la testa. Per me non contavano gli altri, seguivo con lo sguardo solo te. Se vuoi t'accompagno, se vuoi la scusa più banale è rimanere soli io e te. E poi gettare via perché amarti come sei.